Today on the Health Report, does the mercury which gets into our brains from fish stop seafood from preventing dementia? Should pregnant women whose waters break before the baby's full term be delivered immediately? And do you know how much brain development occurs in the baby in the last 4 weeks of pregnancy? Well, it's a lot. News for women who've already had babies and suffered one of the consequences. And an outbreak of food poisoning in packaged lettuce from a salad producer in Victoria, which may have spread internationally. It comes at a time when there seem to be big food safety issues in the United States. The Health Report's Joel Werner prepared this.
Thousands of bags of salad mix that are supposed to be washed and ready to eat are thought to be the vehicle for a potentially deadly bacteria that's spreading across the nation.
The salmonella outbreak has been traced to a farm west of Melbourne.
The Tripod Farmers Group is recalling all its packaged lettuce with use-by dates up to and including February the 14th.
To date, the outbreak has resulted in 144 suspected cases of salmonella poisoning, although only 10 have been genetically linked to the chief suspect, a rare strain of bacteria that goes by the name Salmonella annatum. To find out more, I spoke to Dr. David Bean, a microbiologist who's taken an interest in the story, and I asked him if it was safe to start eating prepackaged salad again.
Look, I eat bagged salad. Having a lettuce, for example, the outer leaves of the lettuce do protect the inner leaves. So it's always going to be safer to prepare these vegetables yourself. But still, bagged salad, I would always give it another wash. I always give it a spin dry as well. And I'd be quite content to eat it.
Now, this isn't an isolated incident. And indeed, there's been a spate of foodborne disease outbreaks over the past couple of years. There was the Hep A outbreak last year linked to frozen berries that had been imported from China. And the Chinese food safety standards copped a bit of a beating in our media at the time. But this most recent outbreak's homegrown. At the same time, there's a listeria and I think an E. coli outbreak in the States. There's foodborne disease outbreaks in Canada. So what's going on?
This is an unusual. Raw produce is one of the most common vehicles of foodborne illness. It's very, very difficult to fully eliminate that risk. So we have seen here in Australia the Hep A associated with the Chinese berries, but only a few years previously we had Hep A associated with sun-dried tomatoes. So the same type of outbreak has occurred previously in Australia, and that one was indeed homegrown. But by using good agricultural practices and being careful about the farm waters we use for irrigation and water, washing, etc., we can try and minimise the risk.
Are these outbreaks occurring more frequently, or is that just the perception?
I believe that we're just getting better at detecting them. Generally, I'd say food producers are getting more and more diligent about food safety and food safety risks, and the food manufacturers are doing everything in their power to try and reduce the risk as much as possible.
In Australia, I guess we like to think that we set the bar high when it comes to food safety, yet this outbreak shown that we're still vulnerable. What more can the food industry do to prevent these kind of outbreaks?
Australia does have very good standards for food and food safety. Future surveillance will involve things like third-party audits of farming sites, and I suspect there'll be more of these following this outbreak, looking for pathogens in the environment which could cause an outbreak like this. North America and the US, for example, they're currently upgrading their food safety legislation under an act called the Food Safety Modernization Act. And that's going to revolutionize the way that they look at food safety. And I think that's going to set the bar fairly high as well with what could be done with homegrown and imported produce.
Now, consumers are increasingly demanding fresh fruit and veg all year round, so produce out of season. And this has led to the increased nationalisation and indeed globalisation of the food trade. What part does this change in consumer behaviour play in these type of outbreaks?
From a food safety perspective, I don't believe there's any significant risk associated with sourcing produce out of season. I don't also believe that locally sourced homegrown vegetables, for example, are not necessarily any less risky than those purchased through the supermarket. And indeed, some may be higher risk. So those purchased from market stalls, for example, are not necessarily subject to the same auditing and scrutiny that perhaps a large manufacturer is. So it always pays to wash your vegetables as consumers, make sure you've removed all traces of soil and other debris from your produce before serving. Using good hygiene in the kitchen is obviously paramount. So separating foods that are going to be eaten raw, like salads, from meat, that would be probably the number one cause of foodborne illness, cross-contamination from a product which requires cooking, such as meat, to a product which is intended to be served raw, such as a salad.
David, thanks so much for joining us on the Health Report.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Microbiologist David Bean was talking to Joel Werner, and you are listening to the Health Report here on Radio National with me, Norman Swan.